Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. With passengers wishing to facilitate the ease of their connections and minimize time on the ground, Air Canada's Toronto hub makes increasing sense for international passengers. The carrier's Nicole Couturier-Simard explains.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, Toronto is Air Canada's major hub in Canada, and has nonstop service to all flights to Europe every day. And every day we provide numerous connections from all our cities in Canada and all our destinations in Europe directly into Toronto. And then you can do your connection to your European service and get to your destination in a very relaxed and easy way. It's good to remember that if you are headed to Europe, if you can do your connection in Canada, when at the beginning of your trip, when you're in the same time zone, basically, you'll feel a lot better when you arrive at your destination in Europe. You can just land at the airport in Europe and proceed to your hotel and get some rest. You don't have to cope with a connection after having spent a few hours on an overnight flight and then have to be alert when you're really tired arriving at destination before making a connection. So connecting in Toronto, our major hub, or if you prefer Montreal, which also has numerous flights to Europe, will make the whole experience a lot easier.
The number to call, 1-888-AIR-CANADA, on the internet at www.aircanada.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams, get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town, grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Travel.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report, speaking to Margot Classe, author of some very terrific guidebooks. Margot actually travels to these places and rates these hotels herself. As a single woman, what is it like traveling?
Well, you really have to be very, very, creative in when you travel as a single woman. I have a lot of difficulty getting a room for one person, so I always make reservations for two on the phone, and then when I get there, I tell them that I lost my partner, because they will always say no, that they don't have a single room. I'm always aware of where I put my money. I always wear a safety belt around my waist, under my shirt, because people are always on the lookout for, you know, people traveling alone. So I have to be totally aware of that. When I want to eat at night, I have a lot of difficulty making reservations. So I always, again, I say I'm making reservations for two. And then when I get to the restaurant, they think that I've been dumped. So I always get my table.
Especially.
It's interesting, you know, traveling alone as a single woman, because most people in Europe don't understand why you're doing it, but you can have a lot of fun. I always bring a paperback book so that I can, you know, entertain myself at dinner. I don't feel in any way threatened as a single woman.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report. This has been an Askwer Marketing Production.